This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
CME cheese prices, there's been weeks with double-digit increases, and then they fall back. Is the war in Ukraine driving this, or is it market fundamentals? And if so, what are those fundamentals?
Great question, Lee. I think, when you look at the war in Ukraine and the ongoing geopolitical concerns, they certainly have a role that they're playing in market volatility right now, because the news cycle is hour to hour and day to day. But, you know, as human beings, we become somewhat numb to the news. So we've baked in a lot of the risk premium, I think, across the board, whether you're talking about grains or dairy at this point in time. The markets move swiftly on that news, and they price that kind of thing in. So at this point now, we're all taking a collective breath saying, okay, we hope things get better. We hope there's some type of resolution between Russia and Ukraine. At the same time, we got to deal with day-to-day and week-to-week fundamentals in dairy.
Tuesday.
Newborn calf management all begins with goals.
I think that's changed in the last few years. Using more beef on dairy, we're raising maybe few heifer replacements at home, which means we have a little bit less wiggle room. I think the other thing is a lot of people have been a lot more intensive in terms of their genetic selection. And we do know that how we treat this calf really has an impact on how she's going to produce as a cow. And so I encourage everybody to think about their goals, not only for their calf program, but also for the newborn, because this is where it all begins.
So when looking at your goals, you have to ask yourself, what's the definition of success?
For me, success means I want a calf that's born and has a great appetite. They are flat, ready to rip. And that really is a reflection on how good of a job we do with the mom.
That's Dr. Robert James, Professor Emeritus of the Dairy Science Department of Virginia Tech and owner of Down Home Heifer Solutions, Inc.
Wednesday.
So tell us the importance of the right kind of mix for powder in milk replacer.
So typically there's different ways people will measure the powder to make their mix. And there's certain ways that are inherently less accurate and certain ways that are more accurate. The most common way is milk replacer is often sold with a scoop in the bag, and a person will take one scoop and put it in enough water to make 2 quarts of milk replacer, and that's what, you know, that would be a way to make the mix. The problem is your scoop is probably different than my scoop, and what you call level, I'm maybe calling heaping. And, you know, there can be some pretty big changes in the amount of powder that's actually added, and that matters because it makes a difference on the concentration, the total solids, and the osmolality. And if calves get fed a milk replacer that is too dilute or too rich, they can scour from both of those. And calves actually have a pretty narrow window.
Our thanks to Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
Thursday.
John Clark in Lancaster County had a chance to catch up with Congressman G.T. Thompson.
Congressman, truly been a friend of agriculture, but also a friend of consumers. G.T., tell us about the bill that's here in Pennsylvania and your thoughts on it about whole milk in schools.
Well, I think it's a great bill, starting with the fact it's got that PA preferred framework. I love it, and this is milk that's produced, processed, and sold within the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I give a lot of credit to Representative Lawrence and all those, but the fact that they successfully got that done. Now, and I think this is really helpful for me to be able to take back and to show what Republicans and Democrats alike in one of the larger dairy-producing states, what they have to say about making sure that our kids get access to healthy, whole milk.
Why should parents feel good about this bill?
You know, this is about making sure that our children have access to the best possible nutrition. And there's no beverage that matches whole milk.
Friday.
And our topic is going to be rumination behavior. For our listeners, rumination is a process in dairy cows that they bring up a bolus of feed from the rumen, rechew it, reducing particle size, mix it with saliva, swallow it. And of course, that improves the rumen environment on these cows and changes rate of passage and improves feed digestibility. In behavior, says, well, to do this, a paper in the January 2022 Journal of Dairy Science was authored by Dr. Kevin Haventine from Penn State University, and he did a meta-analysis. 479 treatments, so a lot of data on these, of course, all Holsteins, cows that were in lactation. So our take-home messages on rumination behavior include that certainly we would maybe have seen, hoped to see a bigger response on milk fat, but there was a response. But certainly drove home the importance that how cows behave out in the feedlot, their rumination behavior is important for both cow health and for profitability.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.